I spent the first 4 years of my life in Mandeville, Jamaica. It's a smallish city in the center of the island. It was an idyllic childhood, surrounded by cousins that felt more like siblings, friends that were always ready for a game of hide and seek, and my trusty little red and white tricycle that was my constant companion as I whipped around the neighborhood. There's a certain freedom that comes along with spending your first 4 formative years in a close-knit neighborhood in a small city on an island. I was left to explore, never too far. I wasn't going on any hikes alone or anything like that. But I spent a lot of time with animals and sitting under or trying to climb fruit trees. I was connected to the earth and the produce that it provided in a visceral way. More so than that, I felt connected to the people in my life, whether blood relatives or neighbors. And the way we connected was through food. One of my aunts owned a small convenience store in the town. And when I wasn't attempting to knock apples off of a tree by throwing rocks at it or asking someone taller and older than me to get me a mango, I was often perched on the counter of her convenience store, watching the ins and outs of neighborhood life. I don't recall too much of the conversations, but I do remember my aunt being very empathetic and sometimes not accepting payment for staples such as flour, sugar, or milk. Now, as an adult looking back, I can only imagine the kind of intimate details of one person's life that was shared with my aunt for her to not declare whatever she gave as a loan, but as a gift. I'm not sure how many children my aunt insured didn't go to bed hungry or school hungry, or how many mothers she helped, but through her, I learned about the power of sharing food and what an integral part of the human experience it is, even if the quantity is not a lot. My aunt showed her love and concern for her fellow man through her generosity by actually giving away produce and through cooking. She was an amazing cook, and I still get visceral reaction when I think about her fried chicken. It was made with love, joy, and a lot of flavor. I remember watching her perched on the countertop in the kitchen. I was always perched somewhere. I was a very small child. As she made the chicken. In a brown paper bag, she would put salt, flour, pepper, paprika, and a few other spices, but I won't give away her secret. Once all the seasonings were in the bag, she would put 2-3 pieces of chicken in at a time, always legs or thighs, she'd put them in the bag, shake it up, and then put the flavor-packed chicken to the side before beginning the frying process. Her elegant, rhythmic, repetitive movements around the kitchen resembled that of a ballerina. I was in awe. It was magical the way it all came together. Eventually, when I moved to New York City, I didn't eat much. Mayonnaise made me sick. And I didn't understand cold cuts. I miss Jamaica and its food immensely. Even when my mother made Jamaican food, it just didn't taste right. Over the years, I got used to New York City and its food, and the memories of Jamaica began to fade, but I never forgot my aunt, her commitment to showing love through food, or her fried chicken. And funnily enough, here I am, 33 years later, 7,755 kilometers away from Jamaica, in Paris, France, trying to recreate her comforting magic in my Parisian kitchen by making dinner for one and hosting as many people chez moi for dinner as possible.